6 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Welcoming back Kevin Jeans from NBC Chicago. What's up, Kevin?
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you guys again. How you doing?
Good, good. And excited to talk to you a little bit about this the smoke situation because, man, we have been contending with this kind of on and off for a few days. And we're wondering, it's a little bit, like, nice today. And we're like, ooh, is this here to stay? Or, you know, is it all going to be going away? Or are we sort of at the mercy of the wind direction?
Mother Nature.
Yeah, it's the wind direction, and smoke is a really tough thing because a lot of times you really don't know until you're maybe 24, 36 hours out for sure. And a lot of the forecast models only go out like 48 hours, and it's tough to tell if the smoke is going to stay elevated too or if it's going to be low enough to the surface. So there's a lot of variables at play. But we know how this has played out in the past because it's like when it clears out, you know that it could always come back.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
So if it's smoky outside and it starts to rain, does that make the air quality better or does that bring the smoke down?
It temporarily will make the air quality better, but it doesn't always stay that way because, yeah, as soon as that rain evaporates, then there's still all that dust and dirt that can get kicked back up in the air. So at least temporarily, it'll help kind of absorb and clean out the air for us. So if it's actively raining, then that's good.
Okay, so if it's actively raining, then we can breathe a little bit better.
Yeah, It may not stay that way, but I mean, it helps. It definitely helps.
So, you know, I guess this is hard to look at because the wildfires are still raging on, right?
Yeah, they're still ongoing, and there's some in northern Minnesota, and then mostly Western Ontario, but yeah. they're still going. I mean, it's a huge space in the boreal forest there in Canada.
Man,
so do we have any idea if this is going? I know you said only 36 to 48 hours ahead, but do we have any idea if this might affect Lollapalooza or if these wildfires have any way of maybe still going on by that time? I don't know. I've never fought a fire.
What?
Yeah, I mean they take a long time, and it's just too early to tell for sure. I mean, you hope the kind of smoke that we had last week was historical. Like that is difficult to happen again.
Historical, really wild.
Oh, it was. I mean, you saw how horrible that the air was, but like those air quality numbers, like I have never seen that.
Wow.
Around here. I don't know if I've seen it anywhere else. And I mean, there's also wildfires in the Northwest and in the West Coast that happen a lot. Maybe you get some of those numbers, but those were unprecedented numbers for the air quality that we had around Chicago.
Yeah. Thursday was the worst day. And it was, I mean, just, I think we were all a little bit surprised. So, I mean, I think we knew a little bit of smoke was coming. I think I remember hearing that Wednesday, and then Thursday it was so, so bad. And actually, again, it's Kevin Jeans from NBC5 here in Chicago. And if you go to his Instagram, at Kevin Jeans, he did a reel that was a really good breakdown of, like, why this is all happening. And why, like, when you were a kid, there wasn't wildfire season, and why it's kind of a thing now.
Yeah, I just, hopefully it's a little added information, because I know information is accurate information is difficult to come by nowadays.
Yeah.
So today, the index is in the 70s. Should we still stay indoors?
That's much better. So that's, today is much better, and there might be a little bit of haziness, but most of the smoke today is elevated.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's okay. Sometimes you can get smoke, but if it stays above ground, it looks hazy, but it's not bad to our health.
All right. Well, good to know. Well, thank you. And everybody go follow at Kevin Jeans on Instagram. Appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us and kind of clear the air, so to speak.
I see what you did there.
And what we're contending with.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys take care.
All right.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah.